Listening 98. A Poisoned Goodbye. I took the top off the bottle of poison, said goodbye to the world, and waited to die. Unfortunately, though, I then realized I didn't want to commit suicide. Luckily, I live next door to a hospital, so it was easy to get medical attention, or so I thought. When I arrived at the reception of emergency, the receptionist told me to go to the waiting room. "But I've just drunk a bottle of arsenic." "Sorry, you have to wait," she said. However, I then vomited all over her desk. She looked at me from top to bottom and called a doctor. Then I lost consciousness. I don't remember much, except the doctor saying I was very pale and virtually dead. He thought at first I had a virus, but then the receptionist said I'd drunk a bottle of poison. While he attended me, he was asking how I'd obtain the poison because it was against the health and safety laws. During the next months, all my muscles were in pain and my neck was very itchy. The worst thing was that there was no way to treat the itch. Also, because I couldn't move much, I became very overweight and in the end couldn't fit on the bed. This was harming my health, and an X-ray revealed that I had hernias in my neck. The doctor said that for my own welfare, I needed to come back to hospital, and I spent another 2 months recuperating. Just when I thought I was recovering, I developed a disease caused by a parasite. Well, one good thing was that I was no longer overweight. The parasite and resultant virus meant I was so thin and pale, I looked like death. Eventually, though, I recovered, and although I harmed myself a lot, I'm glad I survived. I love life.